Here's Adam with our business news this morning.
Thanks, Brian. The Gifted Fair opened in Dublin's RDS yesterday. It runs until Sunday, with 45,000 shoppers expected over the 5 days. And those visitors will see many producers trying to attract an increasingly conscious consumer, with an entire section of the event dedicated to sustainability. That was curated by stylist and podcaster Jo Linehan, and yesterday she told me just what she was trying to achieve at the event.
So they asked me to come in and basically handpick some sellers who not only are sustainable but have really amazing special product. So people can come here and they can find a really unique gift and know that it's actually really eco-friendly as well.
So why has there been this focus on sustainable this year?
I think it's an accumulation of things. I mean, there definitely is a shift of consciousness with consumers. I think it's just been a lot of years of people banging on about it and suddenly it's all starting to make sense. And I think actually people are thinking smart with their money and they want to know that not only is a gift going to be really beautiful, but it has a really nice story attached.
One of those stories is Grown, a clothing brand that promises to make the country a little greener, literally, with each item sold.
My name's Neil McCabe. Beside me is Stephen O'Reilly and Damien Bly. We're three firemen, and the three of us started Grown 7 years ago as a project. We've developed a very Irish, unique brand which specialises in high quality, low impact, environmentally friendly clothing. We use Earth Positive ink. We use 100% organic cotton as a material. We also plant one Irish tree in Ireland for every garment that we create. As a clothing company, we regularly say to people, you know, do you need to buy the clothes first? And if you really did, why not buy something that's really going to last, that won't be worn two or three times, that won't have had all the energy, the ink, the whole processing and manufacturing, just to throw it out? What if you just waited and bought one garment or two garments and had them for much longer?
My name's Cliona O'Brien and my company is Moon & Mellow Sleepwear. I worked in marketing initially and then I worked in responsible sourcing. So I decided to go out on my own and create a product and have it produced in factories that are ethical. So any of the factories that we use for our production or the mills or our packaging are all independently audited.
Cliona's previous work in sustainable sourcing was an important part of her company's formation, as it helped to spot a growing demand amongst companies for more ethical manufacturing.
We worked with bigger brands globally. And so probably in the last 6 to 7 years, I noticed that they were becoming more conscious of where we were producing. You know, anything that we were doing for them, they wanted to have transparency of their supply chains.
But for another sustainable exhibitor, their business came about in a slightly more random way.
My name is Sean O'Sullivan and I run a company called Badly Made Books. We make books, notebooks and publish stories as well out of recycled paper. So very much kind of an organic process, I suppose, on the fact that I learned to make books having written a book and failed to produce it very well. I built a company then that would publish my second book that I still haven't written.
Like many other sustainably focused companies, Badly Drawn Books has seen interest levels spike in the past year.
I suppose it's been bubbling under the surface for a while, you know, back decades even. But really this year I think there has been an explosion in popularity. It's really hit the mainstream.
Emma Jane Leeson is my name and I am the author and owner of the Johnny McGorry books. They are all about Ireland and the whole idea is to educate children on Irish heritage and wildlife in a fun way. Each one is in a different part or a different area of Ireland basically. So we've got from the bogs to the canals, just general forests, and then it's all about making characters out of the animals so kids might get animals such as pine martens or herons or corncrakes into their language and into their everyday use.
And Emma says in the few years that she's been publishing, she's seen a big change for the better in how her message is being received.
I got my first book out 3 years ago for my 30th and I self-published it as a hobby. And I suppose in comparison from the 3 years to now where I am, there's a huge change. You know, like, and I think people are realising now that their kids are happier and healthier if they are outside and they are outside playing and they learn about nature. And it's something that parents are really eager about now for their kids to do as well. So, big change.
Emma Jane Leeson, creator of the Johnny McGorry series of books there. More business news in the next hour. For now, though, it's back to you, Brian.